Are you ready to round out this series of tales featuring our soothsaying Sultana, Anita? We have for you this final vision, where the present is used to reach into the past in order to understand the mysteries of the future. If you suspect some danger may lie ahead for our fortune teller, you know very well by now that trouble just seems to find her. Fear not, dear listeners. A Room with a Viewing was taped live in New York City on December 15th, 2019. This fortune teller series, in all its humor and eccentricity, its charm and eerie sparkle, is dedicated to Joey Wilder, a man of all that magic and so much more.
Well, my favorite fortune teller, Miss Anita.
One and same. Yes, yes, you are correcty daisy.
Back to our humble grocery again so soon? I never would have predicted that, huh? Get it? Predicted?
What, sir?
She was just staring this morning, see, and now she's back, so it's strange that she's... Because she's a... Never mind. Just keep stocking the shelf.
Okay, sir. Yes, sir. Let me see.
List. You would think I should not need such a thing as list. But never do I seem to get all I need when I do not write it all out.
Doesn't say much for your powers of perception, Miss Anita, eh?
I cannot predict what items, what groceries I would purchase without list. But I do foresee it would be disaster. Get it? Oh, besides, if I make list before and then purchase all of these very exact items and very things on this list, have I not then very much predicted the future, huh?
What?
Because what is written in past comes to be here in future, huh?
I don't know about that. If that's true, then every housewife in the county is a fortune teller too, right? Right, kid?
Sir, I don't know what?
I'm sorry, Miss Anita, he's new. You'll come to know Miss Anita here by sight, kid. Get it? Sight? Right? Because you got the sight, right?
Oh, indeed.
I think I'm going to go see if they need help stocking in aisle 12.
Now, dear boy, I do make apology, yes. We do not wish to cause you confusion. What shopkeep here means is that I have power to see what other people may not see. The power of otherworldly sight, of intuition.
Oh, okay.
I practice fine art of fortune telling, you see. Tea leaves, crystal balls, tarot cards, palmistry. There is no mystical sciences which eludes me. I show you, yes? A sampling of my skills.
Reading. Do it, son. It's a real treat. Miss Anita reads my cards once a month at least, and she's always spot on, man. It's spooky. I tell you, spooky.
I'd really rather
it
not.
It is a lot, I understand. And not everyone will wish to look behind the veil of destiny. For we do not choose what is revealed, no? It is not like choosing melon. Thump, thump, looking for perfect ripeness. No, the melon of fate, we may thump her, but still, inside, she may be rotten. Rotten, no matter how pretty and green outside.
All right, say now, let's cut that talk of rotten melons while you're in my produce section, eh, Miss Anita? Times is tough enough.
Sir, can I please go back to work now?
Fine, go. Say goodbye, be polite.
Okay, good day, ma'am. Bye.
Can you believe this, Anita? Just when you think you got the new generation figured out, suddenly they want to work. You let us know if you need anything here.
Oh, yes, I will. I mean no disruption. I simply must procure these items I so carelessly forget before. When your mind is so full of the future as mine, sometimes for the present there is no room.
By the way, Anita, now that my young associate is gone, there's a little matter of your your house account. I hate to bring it up, but it's been a couple of months now, and...
Yes, of course, yes. You have had so very patience with me while I rebuild. Well, build, that is to say, as I climb out from pit. Pit, you know, like hole. In the money hole, yes? Where no money is. You see, it is so dark there in hole. Dark, like times we live in. And when times are so dark, you would think that people would want glimpse into future. But alas, it often has opposite effect. For fear, things will...
So... Your bill.
Fear not. I have told my own fortune just this morning. A small financial boon awaits. Yours shall be the first bill I repay.
The first bill? I mean, how many bills?
Oh, worry not for me. And on with your duties. This is just the last load to get me through. And then repayment I give you. The stars and I assure you. Thank you. Thank you. And good day to you. Phew, Anita. You must make this one count. We may not be welcome back to store for a while now. But only the essentials. Must not take advantage. If only others would see life like me. Choices and decisions laid out in front of them like so many boxes of snack cakes. Oh, the snacking cakes. The ho-hos, the doodles, the yummy tum-tums. Oh, Anita, now, only essentials, you said. But sweetness is essential to happy life, no? Let me see. Oh, chocolate rinkadinks!
Excuse me?
I was just looking. I am really going to buy the celery, I swear.
Oh my goodness, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you.
Oh my, no. I am afraid I scare myself, truly. It is always easier to be scared than caught doing something you should not, no?
Yes, I guess that's true, now that you mention it. Better to just not get caught, right? Better to beg forgiveness than ask permission.
How true. How very true. So being caught may prevent us from committing unforgivable acts like this, as my diet would never forgive me had I cheated on it with snacking cakes. So thank you. Thank you for saving me from myself.
Well, it is my unintentional pleasure. Still a pleasure, to be sure, especially since I've been feeling so helpless since the passing of my late husband. Oh, God, listen to me. I'm burdening you with my troubles. I'm just so used to having someone to talk to. I'm so sorry.
Oh, madam, not at all. I am Anita.
Yes, Anita, the fortune teller, the seer.
Ah, you too have gift of sight, it appears.
Ah, no such luck, I'm afraid, though I could dearly use such a gift now. I've seen your ads in the grocery flyer while I was clipping coupons.
Well, good to see my advertisements in Penny Saver, Penny Earner paper are not for naught. I just cannot bring myself to venture into nether worlds of the wide webs. Some unknowns are best to remain unknown, no?
Oh, it's actually the unknown that I need some insight with, Miss Anita. Just this morning, I was hoping for a sign, wishing for some kind of help, and here you are. It feels like fate, if you believe in that sort of thing.
You asking fortune teller if she believes in the fate? Oh, my dear, it is like asking if bear has poops in wooded areas. That is saying, no?
I don't know, it's so silly, but... This felt just like the sign I was searching for, praying for.
A sign from universe, here under produce sign. The fates have such sense of humor, yes. I shall be most happy to speak to you, but not here, no.
Oh, no, I'd much rather meet with you in private. What I need to speak to you of, it is rather personal in nature. Well, my husband's passing is no secret, of course. The town turned out in droves to support me and pay their respects to him, bless them dearly. But this is, well, something altogether different. I've gone all the traditional routes I could think of in this matter, a private investigator even, and doing no end of digging on my part, but I am absolutely stumped. I know your methods are unorthodox, to say the least. I dare say I'm a bit embarrassed, but... If there's the slightest chance your gift will help me put my husband's soul to proper rest, then it's worth feeling silly, right?
Oh, well, then let us check out here at store. Then I check out what it is you have for me, huh? Here, I just add my things into your basket so we can pay and leave together much faster.
Oh, okay. Sure, yeah, that's fine. You just have a few.
Of course, there are a few more items for procuring I must have. Let us go to aisle of frozen pizza rolls, no? Oh, and here, let us both take box of chocolate dinkalings. We will need strength to venture into the other world.
But I don't actually...
I insist. The future, it does not wait.
Before we dive deeper into the magical and mysterious with our Anita, I want to share with you a podcast that may just add a bit more magic to your listening life. It's called The Spark Parade. And if you are a lover of or even vaguely interested in art, music, culture, entertainment, and the purveyors who create all that wonder, this podcast will bring you much joy. I'll let my friend Adam tell you all about it.
Oh hey! I'm Adam Ons, and I'm the host of The Spark Parade. It's a weekly chat with some incredible people about the art that's made them who they are. I ask my guests to choose an artwork or artist that's had an impact on the course of their life or career. It can be an album that was the soundtrack to a pivotal moment in their life, a movie that inspired a move to a new city, or a series of paintings that had a big influence on their own work. You'll hear all kinds of stories. The type of art we discuss each week will be as diverse as the people themselves. And I think you can tell a lot about people from their taste in art, which means you'll learn a lot about my guests, too. As an added bonus, I also talk about the art I've enjoyed over the last week, and my taste is impeccable. So you get some great recommendations. What more could you ask for? The Spark Parade, available wherever you download or stream podcasts.
You know, there's an episode of The Spark Parade where Adam talks to our very own cast member, James Kleinman, about his love for the film Superman 2. It's a great listen, among so many more that we highly recommend you check them out. You can find The Spark Parade where you're listening to us right now. Okay, I can sense Anita beckoning us back to this final tale in our fortune teller series, A Room with a Viewing.
Well, here is Graham's sanctuary. His humble study.
Oh, I think perhaps I misunderstand use of this word, humble. 4-5 houses fit inside this one, no?
Please pardon the mess. It's taking me forever to go through all of Graham's things. There's so much of it, as you see, and, well, it hurts. It's so painful to be in here without him. Everything about him lingers, his memories, his smell... I'm so sorry. It really gets to be overwhelming.
Please, please. You must feel what you feel. These feelings are of natural sort. Please go on.
Sorting, donating, and I can hardly tell the treasure from the trash and all this. I'm afraid our brief marriage did not leave much time for me to familiarize myself with all of Graham's trinkets.
Quite a collection, yes.
A polite way of saying he was a hoarder, which would be more accurate, I'm afraid.
Well... We all carry luggage, some here in physical world, some in our souls. Oh, now, dear, no. But look at all this, still full of life husband once lived. Yes, fascinating. And a beautiful lantern I see here. Lovely, bless. Oh, and this mirror. Is that wooden spinning wheel I spy this little iron corner?
Oh, that is. Graham used to chase me around it and say, "Hazard to princesses everywhere. Beware the spindle, royal fingers."
Beautiful memory inside room of treasures. Now, where is object for me to see?
Yes, well, that is the question. It is my hope that one item will lead to the other. The one I most want to find, but cannot even begin to seek, the most valuable object out of them all. Most valuable and precious to my husband, I mean, and so most precious of all to me.
No?
My dear husband collected countless souvenirs in his travels, as you can plainly see. Not a few of these, in fact, were acquired on our honeymoon in Europe last year. As we traveled, he recounted many stories to me of his previous adventures, and on one such journey, he came into possession of an item that was quite valuable.
What item is this?
That's the thing. I don't know. Sweet Graham had many wonderful qualities. He was generous with a kind soul. You know, I honestly had no idea he was as wealthy as he was during our courtship.
Well, you must have found out a thing or two before long.
Oh, I did. But by that point, we were already deeply in love. At any rate, my point is that despite Graham's many wonderful qualities, he was a bit absent-minded. It just became more problematic as he advanced in age. On our honeymoon, he told me that he had several of his precious items recently appraised, only to find that one was much more precious than he previously understood. The trouble is, he couldn't recall which item it was.
Oh, diamond in rough, still disguised as lumpy lump of coal.
We planned to have everything reevaluated to pinpoint the object in question. Sweet Graham wanted to make sure that whatever it was ended up in the proper place. A museum, for instance, or donated at auction for one of his many charities. His attachment to his many trinkets was founded entirely in sentimentality, not wealth.
Oh, sentimentality is a rarity in the world, especially now, to be sure.
Yes, and now, sadly, we are one less. Well, after Graham's death, I vowed in his honor that I would locate this mystery item amongst all the, well, the rest of it. And I intend to see to it that it is properly valued and put in the correct hands.
And so you need me to help you find it. This item of mystery, yes?
Yes. Well, I had every intention of reaching out to you. I mean, but then to run into you at the store like that. You do believe in fate, don't you, Miss Anita?
Yes. Fate is closest friend and sometimes worst enemy.
Well, I never thought that I believed in it until I met Graham. He made me a believer in fate and in love and in life. But I have always believed in the power of strong, strong coincidences and to not look a gift horse in the mouth. And you do have a gift.
Though I am no horse.
No, of course.
So you wish that I will locate this item. It can be done, I believe. Though it is a difficult process, especially if it's nothing to go on, no leadings.
But I do have a clue. Or at least a hint of a clue, a hope of a hint of a clue.
I am not sure I understand you.
I'm not familiar with all of Graham's treasures, to be sure. But one in particular he loved to speak of was... this.
Opera glasses.
Yes, exactly.
They are lovely, very dainty. But I cannot see great significance in them.
Ah, but seeing is exactly the point. Now, these glasses, reputably, are for more than just seeing a distant aria from your special box seating. According to Graham, these glasses can show things invisible to the eye when used by one who already possesses a power of vision beyond the norm. The path that leads to answers for any question.
So you believe by using these glasses, I shall be able to see this object of value you seek, standing out from all the rest?
That's my hope. Will you at least try, please? I'm willing to pay you, and handsomely, far beyond your normal rate.
Oh, a strange request, to be sure. But also, to be sure, I have heard much stranger. Yes, I will undertake task and do my best to find the most elusive treasure for you. Though this is magic I have yet to encounter.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so very much, Miss Anita. I promise, no matter what you find, your reward will be handsome indeed. Any sort of hint, any trace of Graham is worth the world and more to me.
Please, please, on principle, I take no payment unless task is complete to satisfaction of client and myself. Though this financial circumstance being what it is, I will most endeavor to make task very completed for both sakes. But I must have space to myself, yes? Leave me be here in room with collection of late husband. Surely this space brings strong energy through upon which to travel.
Oh, of course. I'll leave you be. I'll just be downstairs. Please let me know when you're finished. I am most interested to hear what you find. Fingers crossed. I'm hopeful.
curious. To use this one object to locate other object. It is not kind of thing to which I am accustomed. But then again, when are matters of spirit world ever truly predictable, huh? Okay, let us attempt to put dear little opera glasses to work and uncover object of mystery for Teresa. Let me look in this. It's like dusky film placed over whole world. Other than that, the same room, a room of so many trinkets and treasures. Everything looks to be in place, just as it was before. There is lantern. There is mirror. Oh, in the mirror, who is his face? No, not my face, no. I can tell in spite of ashy dark. Then who are you? Let me look closer.
Closer. Come closer, yes. Let us have a little talk, you and me. Closer. Closer. Let me look into those beautiful eyes as best I can, covered as they are by those strange little spectacles.
I know you, but I do not fear you, though perhaps I should. You are Charon, bringer of souls into underworld, no? Yes, you are magic ferryman.
A magic ferryman? Did you just call me a magic ferryman? Like a pixie?
No, you are not fairy. Your fairy boat is fairy.
Ah, my boat. In that case, yes, I am the very one. And who are you? One who walks still among the living, yet can also gaze upon my visage in the glass? It should be that only the recently deceased or those nearing the verge can view my countenance. Are you ill, dear lady? You do appear a bit pale. Ready to take a little row across the river?
Oh, excuse me, no. It is not right to other world I am seeking. No. My gift of special sight is enhanced by these magic glasses that I look upon you with. So, I confess it was not you I expect to see, no. So, what can one be expecting when dealing with unexpected, eh, ferryman?
Please stop calling me ferryman. I know you mean my boat, but I...
My apologizing, much I have to learn on speaking to gods of dead. And to speak with dead is exactly why I am here.
Is there one with whom you wish to speak? I cannot take you across the river you see in the distance behind me, but perhaps I can bring someone to you. It is no small feat or ability that allows you to see me in the first place, and I am inclined to assist you, in spite of my better judgment.
Oh, indeed. Yes, that could be very thing. I seek man who passed recently from home in which I stand. Gentleman by name of Graham. Do you recall him?
I do recall him, and I shall call him. Wait.
Now I wait. People do not understand so much of dealing with the worldly after is waiting. Perhaps because in the worldly after, that is all there is to do. But wait for what, I wonder? Oh, someone is near. Is someone? Something? Hello? Hello? Hello, Graham?
You know my name. And you sit in my home. How is a stranger yet so familiar?
I recognize you from photos your widow keeps. And besides, I trust Charon to be most trusty messenger. Graham, to see you, this is surprise. Truly, I thought I would look through the glasses just to see the object that Teresa seeks.
Teresa? Who Who is she?
Teresa, his wife, Graham. Wife who mourns you still in world of living.
My wife? No. No, that is impossible. I do not have a wife. I never had. Never. Did I? Oh, how I hoped that things would become clearer. But no, muddier and muddier, cloudier my mind, if you can call it that now. In truth, I cannot even tell you how I came to be here. And it seems I should know, don't you think? Don't you imagine one should remember the way he leaves the world?
Oh, it's not for me to say, no. Though I do know we cannot remember how we come to be in world, though perhaps the end from world is same.
No, no, there are people here who know, or at least so they say. And why lie? Why?
Oh, no. I have upset him. Now he fades away. But he does not seem to know wife or remember his own life. It would be no good to ask about Trinket, I think. But how else can I learn of its identities, its hiding places? What else am I to do? To see?
There is always more to see. Just open your eyes.
See beginning, middle,
and end.
And another beginning again. Spin the wheel
around and round
until it stops.
Start. Go. Stop. Again.
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 Oh, these voices, I do not know them, and yet they are so familiar in sound. Coming from corner of room? Coming from the spinning's wheel.
But of course, you heard us at birth.
And throughout your life.
And will at life's end.
The lantern! It glows all on very own. Lighting room inch by inch to reveal. Yes, it is the spinning's wheel. Spinning all by itself. Wait, no. No, there is figure there. Three figures at the wheel.
Clotho, the spinner.
Lachesis, the measurer.
Atropos, the cutter.
The three fates.
The fates, who spin and measure and cut the thread of every human life. No, even with special glasses, I should not see this with human mortal eyes.
And yet we are who you seek.
We have the answer you need.
Will you listen? Will you heed?
I will. Yes. You know of the object of which I am seeking? Will you, in your infinite wisdoms, lead me to discover its identities and whereabouts?
No. You are looking in the wrong direction.
You have been misguided.
But we will orient you.
See the thread. See this thread of life.
This thread? This is thread of life. Can I touch this? I see it's already cut. Here it begins, and here ends. The end is so very, very frayed.
I was denied chance to make a final cut where I should have been properly placed.
Thus was Graham's life that I brought into this world.
That I guided with my nimble hand.
Cut short. Cut before its time.
You are saying foul play? Murder.
The one who sent you here.
She is not what she seems.
Return. Have her return to the room.
Look upon her. You will see.
You will have your answer.
Your answer.
Not hers.
The answer that you need.
Oh, the wind. Oh, you blow out lantern. I cannot see. Wait, please. Tell me what you mean. This is not the visions I come to see. Please. Please. Please,
Anita?
Please,
Anita,
please.
Wake up, Anita!
Oh, the room. Just as it was. Before...
Anita? Miss Anita, are you all right?
The opera glasses, where'd they go?
Oh, there, beside you on the floor.
Oh.
I heard you screaming and came in at once. Did you find the object? What in the world did you see?
Nothing of this world. Nothing like that which I am sought to see.
Oh, so the glasses, they were useless then.
For the purpose you intended, yes. But, let me see. I think I must wear them one more time. And this time, you stay.
Me?
What? Shh! Wait. Wait, please.
What? What are you looking at? Why are you looking at me like that? What do you see through those glasses? What? Tell me what you see, Anita.
The object. I have found it. Most valuable indeed.
What? You did? Where?
Please, take back opera glasses,
so
please.
You really found it then? You know where it is? What it is at last?
I do not.
Show me. Where is it? I know it's here in this room, right?
I cannot.
You cannot? Cannot what?
I cannot give you what you wishing.
Excuse me, can't or you won't?
I must go now, Teresa.
Wait a minute. Look, $5,000. I have $5,000 right here in cash for you.
No, thank you.
$8,000.
I have stayed here too long.
It's a matter of life and... $10,000. Surely, you can't turn that down. Remember, I'm not the only one in need here. I know you need this money, so take it and tell me...
Not for all riches in world. I may be poor in mortal realm, but my soul, poor as it is, shall be clean one. You understand, Teresa? But this I will say. I do see object, yes, but not what you are seeking. I see object you wouldn't want me to see. And you hold it now in your very hand.
In my hand? I'm not holding anything, Miss Anita.
You tried to hide it, but I see it. Clear as day, shining gold silver. The scissors that have cut thread of life of Graham. Graham may not remember, but fates, they see all, and they never forget.
Wait, hold on, where are you going? I don't understand, hold on, I demand you come back! I want that object, I want
you! You have held it this whole time, and you will continue to hold it still. With naked human eye, we cannot see the scissors you use to cut short the thread of life of Graham. There is no judgment for you in this world, but in the next world, those scissors you cannot hide. And there you shall receive your just reward indeed. You must see, Mr. Nape, why I have to come here again and cry your mercy. For all my groceries are gone, and though my soul is full, my pantry, she is empty.
Ooh, that is a wild, wild story, Miss Anita. And you say she's a local lady?
Oh, yes, it was here just this afternoon we meet.
Wowie, wow. I don't like the sound of that. Do you, kid? Can't have some kind of murderer wandering around in our store. This is a family joint, right, kid?
Sir, my shift is over. Can I go home now?
In a minute, kid. First, help Miss Anita out with her groceries. She's earned it after what she went through today.
As always, Mr. Nate, you are too very kind. Chocolate ding-a-links, I shall eat with you in mind.
Get your mind out of the gutter, kid, and get these bags out to Miss Anita's car. Stat!
Okay, then... Can I go home, sir?
Yes. My word, Miss Anita, the world sure has changed, isn't it? No work ethic at all. Don't know who to trust anymore. And what are we to do, huh? Good thing we have a seer like you to look out for us, huh?
Yes. Mr. Nate, all this will I protect and look out for you. You who are so dear to me. I have almost forgot. The pigs in blankets. Young man, you come back to help, yes? Young man, where are you going?
To the fortune teller, he had his fortune read. He didn't know what to tell her. He had a dizzy feeling in his head. And then he took a look in her ball. She said, "Sonny, you feel kind of warm." She looked into her crystal ball, said, "You're in love." He said it could not be so. He's no passion with the girls he knows. She said when the next one arrives, he's gonna look into her eyes. He left there in a hurry, looking forward to his big surprise. But the next day he discovered that the fortune teller told him a lie. He hurried back to the corner, just as mad as he could be. He told her he didn't see nobody. Why she make a fool out of him? But then something struck him. It hit him from high above. He was looking at the fortune teller, and he knew he was in love. Now he's a happy fella. He's married to the fortune teller. He's as happy as he can be. And he gets his fortunes told for free.
Now, before we part, a bit of verse by our resident poet, Dr. David Linton.
Tell me my fortune, we ask the soothsayers. Give me a good life, we plead in our prayers. What's gonna happen? What's in store? Will we go through this life hoping for more? Will our future be bright and sunny, made so much easier by lots of money? How can we know what's around the bend? Will we travel alone or with a dear friend? There are seers and mystics who offer us glimpses. Will we be paupers or will we be princes? Mentalists, mediums, readers of dreams tell us the future is not what it seems. They offer devices to open the door. Enter if you dare, if you want to know more. Stare into a crystal ball, hoping that it will tell all. Who will you marry? Will you be rich? Or will you end up stuck in a ditch? The fortune teller will open your eyes, will thrill you again with each new surprise. Or perhaps you'd rather roll the dice, get in the game and pay the price. Just shake them up and throw them down. They'll make you smile or raise a frown. If they come up boxcars or cold snake eyes, the odds are long against taking the prize. Deal some cards from the tarot deck. They'll tell you what you can expect. Perhaps you encounter a major arcana, a knight on a quest across the savannah. Your spiritual leader will tell you the story and whether you're safe or if you should worry. Hold out your palm, let's see the lines. Are they short or long or ill-defined? If they're long, it seems you'll live for years. But if they're short, your end is near. Don't close your fist, you can't duck fate. So change your behavior before it's too late. Go to the fair and spin the wheel. Take a chance and play for real. Open your wallet, put money down. Watch the wheel go round and round. You hold your breath with fingers crossed and watch it stop, afraid you've lost. Take the Ouija board out of its box. See what mysteries it unlocks. Ask a question, whatever you wish. Will you be famous? Will you be rich? Place your hand on the small planchette and wait to find what answer you get. All of these tools have a single feature, a chance to look into the future. The shaman and his conjured stories may help to ease our deepest worries. Otherwise, here's what we do. There's another way to make it through. Even though the future is stark, with open eyes, we step into the dark.
And that was A Room with a Viewing. The cast featured in this episode include Michael Pate as Nate, Eric Davey Gislason as the grocery store clerk, Casey LaForest as Teresa, David Linton as Charon, Alan LaForest as Graham. The Morei included James Kleinman as Lachesis, James Reeser as Clotho, Rebecca Kopek as Atropos, and the part of Anita was played by me, Ali Silva. The song Fortune Teller, written by Alan Toussaint, was performed by Kat Reinert, accompanied by Nico Slater. The poem, The Fortune Teller, was written and performed by David Linton. A Room with a Viewing was written by Courtney Gillian Cholovich and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Our live show and podcast are produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score was improvised and performed by Nico Slater. Our sound effects designer and engineer was Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Evan Sachs. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. We at Fireside Mystery Theater put as much time, effort, love, energy, heart, and soul as is humanly possible into crafting our unique brand of audio entertainment. We absolutely love doing this, and we hope that you absolutely love listening. And we also hope that if you are able, you would consider becoming a Patreon patron to throw some kindling on our fires to help keep our creative flames flickering. Your contribution through Patreon, whether it's a dollar or two, or more if you can, per month, is just the kind of vital support we need so we can keep doing this thing we do. And in humble thanks for your patronage, we have some rewards that may appeal to you. Discounts on merch, postcards from Sunken Harbor, audio greetings from cast members, podcast shoutouts, a super classy Fireside Mystery Theater enamel pin, and exclusive bonus content. We now have quite a few of what we call the Patreon playlet. They're extra audio treats from each series that are released only on our exclusive private Patreon feed. Sometimes the playlets are companion pieces to episodes on our regular feed, but they are always exclusive for our patrons at the $5 or more per month level. From the Fortune Teller series, we have a special piece called Wake Me When It's Over, featuring Anita and a certain someone from her past. If you are intrigued, consider becoming an FMT Patreon patron today. Go to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or follow the link on our website. We are so very grateful for any support you can give to help us keep the embers of our fireside flickering. And about that support to keep our fireside flickering, it is shout-out time, and this one goes out to the very special Wendy Reeser. Not only has she gifted the world and the fireside with our esteemed longtime cast member extraordinaire, the one, the only James Reeser, she has also committed to supporting our motley crew through Patreon. Dear Mama Reeser, you are a bright, shining star. Thank you so much. Your support means the world to us. If you would ever so kindly give us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser, we'd be thrilled. It costs nothing but a small moment of your time. It's easy, and it means the world to small indie creators just like us. Remember our series from last season called All Night Radio? The one with The Cavern of the Three Crones. Well, we thought it was just so much fun, we've decided to revisit that flailing radio station again in All Night Radio Volume 2. At 5 p.m. on Sunday, March 29th, at the Slipper Room in New York City, we shall pick up where we left off with our homage to the golden age of radio. Come join us for the live podcast taping. Tickets available at slipperroom.com or follow the links on our website. I foresee a bright future for you, dear listeners. Of course, as long as you remember to mind the shadows.